Yeah, I just found out when you went away there's an asshole filter on that mic.
I had my wiener in my hands.
Just so you know, Chris already passed off the live feed to us, so we're being broadcast right now. Wave to the camera.
Everybody turn and wave to the camera.
That's right. This is not the NSYNC concert you were promised when you signed up to the website.
The most anticlimactic wave and turn I've ever seen in my life. That was fucking horrible.
Dude, you want to get them to raise their hand? Watch this. If you're drinking, raise your beer high and tell everybody to fuck off.
Fuck off!
You got to apply to the alcoholics. Well, drunks, because alcoholics go to meetings, and I don't have the attention span for that.
I can't believe he cut my mic. That's so rude. But yeah, I was downstairs taking a piss.
Uh-huh.
I had my wiener in my hands, and I heard
you had your wiener in your fingers.
That I left you high and dry. And I didn't mean to leave you high and dry.
Well, I'm not very dry. That's like my third or whatever one. We're supposed to be killing time, so make sure you tip your bartender, the hot blonde behind the bar.
Tip her well. If she doesn't, she may have to strip for a living.
I'd like to give her a tip, but I'd go to jail. Actually, it's dark enough in here, she might not see it.
Turn off his mic for the black jokes.
Dude, I have to buy glow-in-the-dark condoms.
Last Stone Cast is the next band up, right?
Last Stone Cast. And you didn't need a cue card. I had to look at the drums.
I didn't have to look at the drums this time. This is a nice setup right here. Look at this.
Arter, that's buttons. Why don't you come away from the buttons?
When are these guys ready?
Whenever they're ready, actually.
They're ready whenever they're ready.
Dude, he's got the tap light in his case. That's fucking awesome.
I said, dude, it's a really nice setup.
See, look, it even has a big sticker. Otter, stay away. That's nice. They came prepared.
Aw, that's a cute kid if that's his kid.
All right, dude, that's just fucking creepy. Get away from there.
What? No, isn't it? Well, we got the drummer, right?
We got the drummer.
The drummer's here. Maybe the drummer can bust out a beat for you to freestyle to.
What is it with
is
you
the
and
drummer
Jamie
gonna
freestyle?
Sing? Is that what's going on here?
Are you the vocalist too? He's the backup.
Ooh, I'll take it. Regardless, either way, I'll take it.
That guy's got more coordination than I do.
No, either this is a one-man band or I know there's a long blonde-haired guy somewhere that looks kind of like the Bret Michaels chick, but manlier. Manlier. I said manlier. He's a good-looking man, but she's a good-looking chick.
Hey, dig up, stupid. Dig up. You're falling in the hole.
That's why I need to buy that hearse. I'm used to digging my own grave.
Dude, I want that hearse so bad. It was like a grand for a brand new 2008 hearse. Now, some of y'all are like, you want to drive a hearse? Think about it. It's designed to carry up to 4 tons of weight. It has a rolling bed in the back.
But you know you'll get pulled over.
You can drive through traffic. All you got to do is get your friends to get behind you and put a little orange flag up. I want the fucking hearse.
You move around way too much for me right now.
Dude, drunk.
I'm trying to lean, and you're not helping.
I'm trying to give you rhythm, brother. Come on.
Look at this. I got the rhythm. I got soul. This clusterfuck of people right here. See this?
Oh, the giant gaggle in the center of the bar?
What is that?
You're lucky I don't have a wireless mic. I'd walk out there and be a real douche.
There's a tall dude. And
there's Chris in the middle of it. It must be a gay porn scene.
Of course.
They're playing Pass the Waffle.
No, the tall dude in the camouflage pants, I recognize
that's
him
the guy
as
from Dirt.
Bass
that's the bass player from
Dirt. Yeah. And then there's other... They're
when did this become the Project X cast is a jackass show?
Thank you. We'll be here all night.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, we got one more guy from last
we got
cast.
One.
We got another one.
We got two. That's two total.
That's
I can count that high. I'm not drunk enough.
Last Stone Cast? Here it comes. This is it. All right, people.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Last Stone Cast coming up on stage.
Joseph,
I'm Sam. That's
Otter.
We are Project X.
What's going on, Hi-Fi? I want to thank everybody for braving the nasty weather and coming out tonight. tonight. I know who the hardcore partiers are, right? Open up your mouth and then we fight all the time. I believe it finds a way out. Is that the reason why you scream and shout? Hey, hey, hey. I'm a
high fly. What's going on, Cleveland, Ohio? Your mighty brave souls come out and party with us tonight, and I do appreciate each and every one of you. I'm calling the first drink all drink. Get them up! We're last on cast. And we need a Coke and a water up here. We're going to back it down just a smidge. I've waited a lifetime, ooh, since yesterday. That's when my baby, she decided to run away, yeah. Oh, I see a love around me, and I'm seeing the love for prey. I make things wrong, now that she's gone, there's just no love for me.
I waited a lifetime, ooh, just a day. That's started off all pretty, but then I got your interest back. Myself.
Thank you.
Thank you. Where'd our party go? Oh, wait, you need to, we'll do a couple of heavy ones for you. Just you wait. Bounce up out of those chairs. This is a song about recovery. And what a bitch it is.
Yeah.
Hey, Billy, say hi for a second. I'm going to switch my guitar.
What's up, hi-fi? How's everybody doing out there? It's fine, fine, fine. I'd like to thank you once again for braving the storm out there. It's definitely not fit for me.
Hey, everybody sitting down. That's a load of bullshit. They were up here for all you fuckers. Get off your ass and get the hell back over here.
That is fucking affirmative action.
Thank you for indulging me for a second. Still in tune. I'll just send some shout outs myself tonight. My sister Patty and her husband Paul are watching us on the internet show. Thank you guys for coming out to see us one way or another. And I got other thank yous, but they have to wait. Because if I say it, they'll say, oh, there they said our names, let's go to bed. You're staying for the whole show, suckers!
Trust.
let's do a little drop D. Let's do some drop D stuff. I'm going to move for it.
Once again, we are Last Stone Cast. We do appreciate it. Thank you, Becky. We have a new album just going to get released here real soon within the next couple weeks. Just got out of the studio, been working hard on it for the last 4 or 5 months.
45 minutes.
4 or 5. Name of the album is Life Construed. You can check out our MySpace, Last Stone Cast. Space. Some free songs down there you can download. I'm giving a few away for free. Not bad.
Sound good to you?
We'll be right back.
Okay, a heavy stuff woke you up. Let's keep going with that. Order me some champagne and ripple. Champipple. See, you've had it. I know you have. Actually, I'm going to send a shout out. This next song is called Cutting. It's off our latest CD, Life Construed. And it was co-written with my good buddy Terry Morrison out there in TV land. And I miss you guys. They moved down to Florida, so yeah, they're sitting in warm weather, so kiss my butt. Once again, this is another song we wrote with our good friend Terry Morrison, co-wrote the song.
Yo, Terry, what's up, buddy?
Yo.
Send sunshine and orange juice.
Roll on, Big O.
This song's got
and that other stuff.
Part in it that we'd like some audience participation in. And this means all of you people out there.
I'm here.
All of you people, a little audience participation.
game's over, you all come up here now and say hi. I want to see your smiling face, man. You've been hanging out here all night. Thank you.
Yeah.
very much. I mean, who's up next, man? You guys getting ready to play? We do a couple more, a few more? What you do you want to hear? We do a couple more for you? A couple more? Okay, don't run off. This one's kind of a sing-along, too. Got the guitar. Hey, I know Switcheroo too. Talk amongst yourselves. Say hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Hello.
That's our last song. Thank you very much. Thank you, High Five, for having us, man. We're having a good time tonight. Right, Bill?
This has to be said. In a day and age where the radio has been hijacked by emo and bullshit.
Wait a second. Who owns the Cleveland Indians lighter?
Ooh.
I just found it on the stage. Yoink.
As I was saying, in a day and age where the radio has been hijacked by emo bands and other bullshit, bands like Dirt and Cass...
Last Stone Cast, way to be tongue-tied, motherfucker.
Last Stone Cast, dare to get up on stage and melt your motherfucking face. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight you have witnessed the return of rock.
Was that your freestyle?
You and the fucking freestyle. God damn it.
Where'd that feedback come from? I'm going to tell you what about these fucking guys. Last Stone Cast, anybody, come on, fucking give it up for these guys. I swear to God, I have not seen a show like that since I was at fucking Poison, and it was awesome.
That was fucking awesome.
There is more hair on this fucking stage than a French woman's vagina. And I can appreciate that. It's taking it back to the old school and the music fucking rocks. Now, public service announcement. Feedback, really? These monitors on my face.
That asshole filter kicked in again.
I lost the ball to one of my lip rings. I would really like it back.
Oh, that's the word I was thinking of. Showmanship. We've seen a lot of it tonight.
Of course, the other black guy tonight comes up with a ball joke. Yeah, I'll take your testicle, sir, and I will put it in my lip piercing. Thank you, that is funny. Are you going on tour with those jokes? Yes, sure.
Actually, you know, it's slightly disturbing. If his balls are that small, there's an ass in front of the stage.
No joke, I'm saying, oh.
No, there's an ass in front of the stage.
All right, well, do something with it. Come on. Wait.
You've just been given the Project X slap of approval.
You just got bitch slapped.
If you don't get that joke, tune into the show. We give out daily bitch slaps to people that deserve it. Like the bastards not here tonight.
Sitting at home, jacking off, watching on their interweb. I'm going to tell you what about this fucking drum kit. Hey, now, where's the other black guy from Rusted Out? I can't trust him so much because he has bad jokes. But you, being a black man, I want you to steal this from me before they can get it into their fucking van or truck. Because this is a fucking kick-ass kit. Holy
I'll
shit.
I'll get my people on that. Don't worry about it.
The Crips and the Bloods and
my
whatnot.
My black up.
I need that drum kit.
We do have the rental truck.
Have a truck, eh? Yeah, we're going to take that kit.
I've learned one thing. Never fuck with a man badass enough to play drums in vinyl pants.
I'll tell you what.
Because that, my friend, takes testicular fortitude.
As much as I liked fucking Last Stone Cast here. Yeah, that's right. This dude has one hell of a way of tangling up a fucking mic cord. Jesus Christ.
He didn't even touch it, dude. He rocked it, noose. Oh, there go the headphones. I guess Chris can't yell at me now.
Hey, so who is the guitar player, singer guy? You write the songs? You write the songs?
What's that?
You write the songs that you were just singing?
No, it's a group effort.
It's a group effort?
Yeah.
Is this your girl right here with the blonde hair?
Yeah, it's my wife of 14
that's,
years.
That's your wife of 14 years?
Holy. 14 years.
14! I've only been on this planet for 25.
You read the application through, didn't you?
Wow.
Years ago.
I gotta tell you something. Now, this is no disrespect intended. That must be some prime fucking vagina. Because, dude, I watch the way you sing and the lyrics that you sing and everything, dude, and you're, like, looking at her and you're like, oh, and you know you're going to go home and get it on with her. Good tonight.
Dude, that made my nipples hard. That's called showmanship, the word I was talking about earlier. And we've seen a lot of it tonight. I've been to plenty of shows where the guys just get up there and stand there and stare at you.
Can't get away from this.
Who's guy. Grabbing it? There's a group of girls and somebody just mentioned ass grabbing. So now I'm all ears.
We don't have the headphones up here, do we?
Dude, you fail.
Epic fail, sir.
Epic fail.
Epic fail. You just actually exit from the club right now. You're done for the rest of the night.
You're fired, sir. You are fired.
You don't even deserve to be here. We got one more band left. Woo! Assholes, why don't you stand up and woo instead of being so lazy on your ass on the couch?
Why would you pay good money to come out to a club and see a show and then sit on the couch?
Hey, sound guy, you better get back up here because he has to take the mic from me.
Paging sound guy.
Hey, sound guy, you can't
send up
hear
a,
me.
Send up a speaker signal or something. Sound guy.
Am I good now?
For a limited time only, if the people sitting down will come up to the stage, I will strip.
Wait. Oh, look at that.
Nobody wants to see
the... Because I didn't tell a black joke.
Damn it. Hey, what did the little black kid get for Christmas?
Wait. What was that?
What did the little black kid get for Christmas?
I don't know. What did he get?
Your bike.
Oh, snap. Tattoos, Artifact Tattoo in North Olmsted has been nice enough to give us two gift certificates for $50 each tonight.
$50 each.
$50 a gift certificate toward a free tattoo. All you gotta do is go up by the window where the computers and the Chris and all that are.
And since we're shamelessly shamelessly plugging sponsors, this is also sponsored by
Cocaine Energy Drink, the thirst mutilator.
Later. It's cocaine in a can, and it's legal, nigga. Is this a 5 o'clock
whatever,
free rack?
Dude, I'm not going to lie. Listen, cocaine is a wonderful drug and drink, and I'll tell you why.
Now, preach on it.
I have had my fair share of the white lady, if you will.
Speaking of which, where is she? Hi, Jen.
And this drink, I found myself after about four cans of cocaine energy drink. Grinding my teeth. No, I was like all wide-eyed and happy, and my jaw was sore, and I'm like, what the fuck? I noticed I was grinding my teeth after drinking that shit. It keeps you up. It gets your Jimmy hard.
Viagra in a can. That's right. If you buy cocaine energy drink, you'll have an erection for 4 hours. If the erection lasts longer than 4 hours, get another girl.
Now, this worked last time. Let's see if it works again this time. I need another PBR, you fucking wallflower. So somebody step up and give me a PBR.
I think they need a little bit of motivation. Who's still got energy left? Yeah. Poor shit! Who's still got energy left? Dude, the black guy blew all you up. The other black guy, excuse me.
The weakest fucking shit I've heard all night.
It's time for my favorite phrase.
And I said this is the first time I've seen black people at the hi-fi. We need more black people at the hi-fi, because you two are the only... Oh my god, look at this. Wait.
He's my cousin.
Come on, put your arms around each other.
There will be no homosexuality
separated
without pay.
Birth? I think so.
Hold on, stand on the other side of him. So stand on the other side of him.
That is the darkest. Oh, yeah, wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are not seeing double. There are two black guys at the hi-fi.
Who wants a picture of the Oreo cookie, ladies and gentlemen?
Anybody else want an Oreo? Hey, if we drop our pants, he'll be double stuffed.
Anybody got milk for that Oreo? Fuck the milk. Somebody buy me a
fuck
PBR
milk.
Right
I want
now.
Titties.
I want PBR.
Let's skip the middleman.
Bartender, PBR, up here this way. ASAP. Make it happen. She better be on that or else.
That's right. The bartender, Mary Beth. Make sure you tip her.
Mary Beth is her name?
Mary Beth.
Tip Mary Beth. We don't want her to become a stripper.
Actually, I would because then I get to see her naked.
All right, Mary Beth, get me a beer and then become a stripper. Now!
Okay, wait, is that the application? Did it come back?
The application!
Oh, my God!
Come back. The official
girlfriend application! Let's see what we've got!
All right, it's been filled out. Now, I must read the disclaimer here. This application must be filled out in its entirety in order to be considered
for the
position
that
you are
applying for.
Photographs or other attached documents may sway my opinion one
way
or
the
other.
Other.
Feel free to attach anything you think may help you,
gain
this
position.
Keep in mind that you must be completely honest while filling out this form. Your answers
will
be checked through
Google, MySpace, Facebook,
and
other
methods I deem
necessary.
Any false information gives me the right to
immediately void your application.
Now, I know there's a hoe somewhere in here.
There's a what?
There's a hoe.
There's a what?
There's a hoe.
Get me that number.
Somewhere in here that filled out this application because it's in hoe writing. See how I stopped saying bitch? I started saying hoe.
There you go.
You told me bitch was disrespectful.
All right. Your full name is...
Ivana Humpalot.
Current residence...
Transsexual Transylvania. I love vampires.
Your nickname is...
BJ.
Nice. Your age...
The ripe legal age of 18 years old.
Ooh. Eye color...
B.
Wow, they went to public school. Moving along. Your natural hair color...
Blonde.
Your current hair color...
Blonde.
Your height...
5'8".
Nice blowjob height.
Yes.
Your weight?
Between 100 and 175 pounds.
So probably around 280.
It's not too bad. It's not too bad.
Oh, I love this one. Section 2. Home phone number.
Don't you want to know?
If you attach the picture, you're damn right.
I want to know where this hoe is trying to play all sexy and come hither with me. Don't you want to know? Just put your numbers down, bitch.
Cell phone.
In your dreams.
You're already there with a name like BJ. Oh, God, this is good. I am name.
Gives good head at hotmail.com. We don't need to reread that. Section 3, the deal breakers.
Are you or have you ever been a man?
I'm done with this now.
Wow, they check sometimes. Moving along.
Who checks? Wait, first I circled the yes and then crossed it out. And then circled no, and then made their own that said sometimes.
Is RuPaul in the building?
Unless that sometimes means, who could this be? A strap-on. All right. That's completely
I demand video footage.
What else do we got? Do you smoke and or use other tobacco products?
Yes, that's a plus in my book.
Good going. Do you drink heavily on a regular basis?
No.
We'll
you're fired.
That. Do you use any illegal substances?
No.
We'll work on that also. Do you have any tattoos?
Yes.
Let's see them, bitch.
Let's play hide and go
seek. I know it's one of you two. Let's see them. I'm sorry, bitch is the bad one, right? Let's see them pose. I'm trying to learn the back.
I'm trying to educate them. All right, where are we?
I will after the show. Oh, by the way, I must put out this. When I said fire play, because I heard the poi and I got all excited, it's going to be like glow stick poi. But it's cool. It's going to work. It's going to be cool. As long as we see the tattoos, it'll be really cool.
Dude, she's got the balls to wear a mini skirt out here. She's okay in my book.
Do you whistle? Now, are we talking about whistling? What lips are we talking about?
That depends. If they whistle between the thighs, we've got a problem.
Do you hear that?
Technology.
It's fun. Would any of your actions with previous boyfriends be considered not
legal in this state?
That was not
the response was no. Hey, DJ Scratch and Sniff.
Wicked, wicked. He's not even up there.
Dude, this is the Phantom sound guy.
Disregarding your ears, do you have any piercings?
Yes.
Where are they? Which one is it? Where are they?
Oh, it's that? Oh!
You don't have to show them, just... Oh, so nothing sexy.
Nothing below the equator, huh?
Yeah, because I'm not into the nose fucking or the belly fucking, so that's gay. Regarding your ears, are they gauged larger than 1/16th of an inch? And or might they set off metal detectors at airports or any government buildings? That's also a no.
Yeah. Have you ever been convicted of anything by a court of law? No.
She was sounding so good up until now, wasn't she?
Let's check her references. Ooh.
Current level of education.
Some college. They're in beauty school.
Half retarded. What is your religious affiliation?
Non-applicable.
What is your political persuasion?
I hate politics. They're going up.
No, they were going up. I'm not touching anything.
fucking fired.
Whoa, whoa.
Harry Potter?
Is the shit. Harry Potter's fucking amazing. Who's seeing Half-Blood Prince this year? What? I said this year.
Wait, what was that? Thank you.
In the spring this year.
I'm sorry, if you're getting excited about watching little boys play with their wands, we've got an issue.
Harry Potter's the shit. Of course, black people wouldn't understand wizards and whatnot. Maybe
I got the magic stick, all right?
Maybe if it was Harry Potter the blood version, you would understand.
That makes no sense. Meanwhile, back on the page. I've seen Circle All That Apply.
The Matrix trilogy has been circled, and all six Star Wars have been circled.
See, but the question here when it comes to the six Star Wars movies, which were your favorite, the old three or the new three?
Let's pick her out right now.
If you say the new three, I will drag you outside and have a semi-park on your ass.
Old, that's the consensus.
That
all
cowboy
right,
hat is getting sexier by the minute.
I lost my lip ring. Are you easily distracted by shiny things? We
call
got a
that
fucking raccoon in the crowd.
ADOSD. Ooh, attention deficit. Ooh, shiny. Alrighty then, let's see. Batman. List your two favorite musical genres. See? This is what I love. It says, list your two. We can count that high, right? And the response was, metal, pop, top 40. I'd like to point out, the words metal never belong next to pop or top 40.
Yeah, what the fuck just happened here? What?
Yes, it says metal, pop, top 40. I would like to point out a few things. Number one, Fall Out Boy is not metal.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. I just spit on it. You see my spit?
That's a loogie.
Oh.
Don said what?
He said get the drunks off the stage.
What?
I think the drunks are in the crowd. I think the drunks is the, is it bitch or hoe?
Ho.
Okay, I think it's the hoe that said metal.
Hey, Don, I got 9.5 inches for ya.
That's the smallest ruler I've ever heard of in my life.
Hey, I'm sorry, buddy. I would have used your penis, but I don't study microbiology.
Oh, but I'm strong. Nope.
They're gone.
Down, eh.
Anyway, moving along.
Favorite sport and team, if any.
Football.
Can work with that.
She likes men in tights.
Do you ski / snowboard, or would you be willing to learn?
Yes.
Ooh. Is it skiing or snowboarding?
Now, would you do either
learn?
Naked?
Oh, so I don't even do either. Oh, my God. These women are going down. Jesus Christ. Woo-hoo.
Do you currently have a source of income?
Wait.
Oh, my God.
Are we going to have to pay for these chicks? Because they're just going down. Fucking
dude, crap. Read the next one. Do you currently have a source of income? Yes. If so, if yes, what is it?
Blowjobs. Who pays these bitches for blowjobs? I'm sorry. Who pays these hoes?
I'm sorry, but if I'm paying for a blowjob, I better have to stop and pull the sheets out of my asshole.
Wait, no. I want to see what kind of blowjob that is that it gets paid for right now.
That's when they blow your money away.
All right. Would the word expressive describe your face?
Yes. Let me see your O face. All right, moving along.
This is a good one. Describe yourself using 3 to 4 adjectives and 0 to 1 noun.
Let's see if anybody's got basic English down.
Hot.
Blonde.
Blue eyes.
Gee, I wonder who this could be. Let's narrow it down to the hot blondes with blue eyes in the room. Hey, Otter, do you think it could be one of these two with blonde hair?
No, I usually don't like going out into the crowd because it's pretty tacky. But, wait, let me see your eye color. Oh, my God, let me.
No.
I think I have a winner here.
Is it the cowboy? Oh, my God.
It's Brett Michaels.
Look at Brett Michaels over here. I have our winner. Come on, Brett.
Wait, is she here with somebody? Where's her boyfriend, husband, or whatever?
You know what? It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does, because I'm going to have him thrown out.
There's a black dude and a dude with metal in his face. We outshine her boyfriend and or husband.
Where's the sound guy? Because I hear fucking Shrimp Trisket.
In case you haven't figured out yet, this is the one that filled out the application. Brett Michaels Jr.
It was joint, so who is your co-conspirator?
Who's your joint?
Oh!
Come on, bitches. I'm sorry.
Hose.
Come on, hose.
Come on
down. By the way,
down.
Where the fuck is my other PBR?
Could somebody get me some more cocaine?
Okay, so these are the three that jointly filled this out. This is the skankiest set of women I've ever seen in my life.
You can't.
I wish I had more money right now to fucking. Let's see what we got.
So, do you come here often or do you wait till you get home?
They come here often. They're usually on the outside.
On the corner.
Yeah. They don't make it in that much.
Oh, no, you're
not hookers. You're service providers.
Minimum wage just went up.
What is your idea of a perfect date in three sentences?
Getting screwed in a movie theater or at a concert.
All right, now being a hooker is one thing. Being a dumb hooker is another. This says three sentences, and this is like a half a sentence.
Getting screwed in a movie theater or at a concert. Hey, anybody want to go to a concert?
Is there any good movies out right now?
Whoa, whoa. Somebody's brought up a point. We're at a concert.
Oh, snap. We're going to fuck these hoes. What characteristics of mine... Go ahead.
What characteristics of mine led you to apply for this position? Piercings. I think I know who they're talking to. Did the earth just move for you too? Explain why I should pick you as my girlfriend in one sentence.
I give good head. Which one was that? Wait, which one was that?
Who gives good head?
Hey, Brett, why don't you show your eyes? Oh, my God. Those are very blue eyes. I think Brett filled out the majority of this.
Yeah, I'd love to see those eyes. Look, we mentioned head and all the guys show up.
Right? Fucking perverts. They all want... Let's see your tongue. Stick your tongue out. Stick it out. Lick your lips a little.
That's right.
Lick your lips a little. Here.
You can't lick your lips on a spot?
Who has a beer bottle? Who has a beer bottle?
She cannot lick her lips on the spot. She's got one in her hand. Yeah. Otter, check it out. Here. We got one on stage.
Here. Hey, Brett. Give head to this beer bottle.
Apparently that's your vocation.
What else you got?
Oh, yeah. List any special skills you have that may be relevant to this position.
Blowjobs. You are a... Oh, my God.
I'd like to point out that they actually wrote, blowjobs.
Come on.
I don't think they brought their tweezers, dude.
All right, now we needed references.
Oh, they're the references.
Past work experience, if you will, in an application. Name of boyfriend. Now, I'm going to say this is a lie. Brad Pitt, that's dumb.
What? Name of boyfriend, Brad Pitt. Start date, 1998. End date, 2002. Where were the dumpy?
I want to hear what this one has to say.
She's telling the truth. Brad Pitt was her boyfriend in...
Okay, they're
don't
just retarded.
No looking at the sheet.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life. Next.
I declare
Wait,
bullshit.
Why?
Clingy, apparently.
Next.
Yeah, right. Anyway, moving along. Oh, are you shitting me? Name of boyfriend, Johnny Depp.
Okay, so I see now that she's lying on this application, so the giving good head thing was apparently
a lie
also.
Too.
She dumped Johnny Depp because he looked gay in a movie. She apparently was with Dane Cook for 4 years. She dumped him because he's not funny. That goes without saying. That's dumb.
Dane Cook is not funny.
Okay, now this is...
Oh, what? You put down as a reference?
Get out of here. Get out of here. Just
bye.
Go. Just go.
Bye. You're fired.
Go.
Bye.
You're done.
The whole train is leaving the station.
I thought we had real fucking hoes here.
Her references were Weasel, Elton John, and the sexual harassment
fucking
panda.
Fired all of you. Jesus Christ. Hey, I heard a hater. Start playing some music. Good one. Start growing some hair.
There's been music playing all night. If you missed it, it's your fucking fault.
I hear some right now. See, I like that one. She is outspoken.
Oh, my brother, he got the bass.
Good one. Anyway, last chance before this band plays Rusted Out. There, man, I can't wait for these guys to fucking play.
As soon as they're done setting up.
Last chance, two $50 gift certificates for Artifact Tattoo in North Olmsted. Sign up over there by the window. Put your name on a fucking card. Yeah, dude. Fucking anybody can fucking sign up.
Once again, this show is brought to you by MorningShow.com.
MorningShowCentral.com.
My bad.
Christ. Can I have a beer for me having to be up here with this black guy, please?
I fucking A, dude. I need something to deal with me.
Sign up for the website. Sign up for the free $50 off of tattoos. Two gift certificates that we're giving out.
See, these are good tattoos. Unlike when you get drunk and pass out at a party and you wake up with some shit, you're going, thank God I'm a Leo.
Still got a lot going on here. Oh, look, we got more couch people, too. Couch people still going on here.
Yeah, they're couch surfing.
God damn it. Again, I don't understand.
You go out and sit
Riddle
on a couch?
Me this, Shannon. Why the fuck would you pay $5 to come into a place to sit on a couch like you could at your house? Stand up. Your house is comfortable. Right? I can watch The Matrix in my house on the couch. I don't gotta pay $5 for it. What's up? Ah, this bald guy hates me. This guy right here?
Bald?